Right, I want to come back to our top story this morning. A very senior consultant in Northern Ireland has slammed the SDLP leader, Alistair McDonnell, accusing him of humiliating the medical profession over comments he made about their judgments when he said the predictions around fetal abnormality coming from the medical profession are never accurate. He did say it. He has since said he was misquoted. But here's just some of what Samina Dornan, a consultant in maternal fetal medicine at the Royal Victoria Hospital, how she reacted when I asked her what she thought about Dr. McDonald's comments.
His comments has undermined our professional integrity. He instills a lack of confidence in public about our ability to do our job. It is amazing that he, as a member of the United Kingdom Parliament, is coming out with statements like that.
Well, he's a doctor.
And he is a doctor. I mean, we have come to realise that politicians in Northern Ireland and even in the wider world come up with things that, you know, we all just open our mouths and saying, oh my God, did he really say that? But as a professional and as a doctor, undermining his profession, undermining public confidence in us, you know, the wider implication, the doctors of the UK are considered to be among the best in the world. He's telling the world that our professionals are not up to their job. Can you imagine that, how he is humiliating his own in the whole wide world?
She went on to say, enough is enough. We need to stand up to these people. We are on to the SDLP, their head office, again this morning, asking them to respond to these comments from this medical professional. She is one of four, there are only four consultants in her specialist field who make these decisions daily about fetal abnormality. And she says that's the view of the medical profession, what she has said, and the SDLP refusing to come on to this programme this morning to clarify Dr. McDonald's position, which is interesting in itself. The Justice Minister, David Ford, is with us today. Your reaction to what's happened on this programme, David?
Well, good morning, Stephen. I'm certainly, I was very surprised when I heard on Radio Ulster that Dr. Alistair McDonald said that the diagnosis is never accurate. And certainly from what I've just heard, the clip from Dr. Dorn, it's absolutely clear that there are extremely skilled doctors, both she and the specialist team in the Royal and other obstetricians, looking at the perhaps most common examples of fatal abnormality like anencephaly, who are entirely capable of making diagnosis.
So what should happen now?
Well, clearly what should happen is that medics should continue to do the good work that they do, that skilled and qualified doctors should continue to do that work, and patients should have confidence in them, particularly when we think of women facing dreadfully traumatic circumstances when they're given a diagnosis that perhaps a longed-for birth will actually not be possible because there's a fatal abnormality. That's why also that's been given significant consideration in the consultation which I put out and closed recently on the issue of termination in the case of fatal abnormality, because it does seem clear to me that we need to recognise with compassion the dreadful circumstances that some women find themselves in.
You know, we have Dr. McDonnell, as you know, saying that he was misquoted, David.
Well, I may have been partly responsible for a misquoting. I think I said something about on the lines of he said the doctors always get it wrong, whereas actually he said the diagnosis is never accurate. Frankly, I leave it up to your listeners to decide whether, if that was not an exact quote, whether it didn't convey exactly the sense of what Dr. McDonald said.
Your proposal is for terminations when medical opinion is that life is viable.
No, no. My proposal is that if two doctors certify that life is not viable and no treatment could be offered after delivery, which would make the chances of life better.
I meant to say not viable. Yeah, I meant to say not viable.
You'll appreciate in the sensitivities
yeah,
I have to correct you.
Absolutely. My mistake.
But in those circumstances, that a woman would be offered the option of a termination, not that she would be forced to have a termination, as some people seem to believe, not that she would be pressurised, but that it would be one option which could be considered in consultation with the qualified doctors who would be treating her, and who would explain to her the implications, who would discuss it, and she would have the option of a choice in those dreadful circumstances.
There is another story this morning, David, and obviously the policy here and the public consultation on whether legislation should be changed, obviously that's at the very, very top and at the heart of the debate throughout Northern Ireland. But the other story unfolding here this morning, which is an important story, is that you have the medical profession in Northern Ireland, David, saying that they feel they have been, well, this lady who says she is representing them, saying that she feels that the medical profession has been humiliated. Now, what do we do about that? She's saying that she feels that confidence in their decisions has been eroded. What do we do about that?
Well, I'm not sure whether Dr. Dornan is right that confidence has been eroded, because what seems very clear to me is that somebody speaking from his personal ethical perspective has perhaps given a misleading impression of the situation. But certainly what I have heard, for example, from a number of obstetricians, from representatives of the Royal College of Obstetricians, and now on radio this morning from Dr. Dornan, is that there are well-qualified doctors in Northern Ireland who can deal with a range of difficult circumstances, including but not limited to the most common one, anencephaly, in which they are capable of making an accurate diagnosis. They are capable and skilled in discussing the implications with a woman carrying such a fetus, and that they are capable of giving her the best advice. And I think we should rely on that group of those who are most professionally involved, rather than what was actually a politician giving his view from his ethical perspective.
Do you think he needs to apologise?
Well, it's not for me to talk through the medical ethics of whether somebody should apologise or not. But I have said, certainly on the evidence that's been given to me by those doctors who specialise in this area, that what Dr. McDonald said was wrong.
Okay, David, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.